Oh my land, we have such a treat in store for you today. We have a very special guest and she is talking to us about all the things preconception health and things we can do inside of pregnancy for just a healthy baby and even speaking to the postpartum phase and what we can do to keep ourselves healthy and our baby healthy. So man, it is such a treat. Robin is awesome. You guys will love her. I was cracking up in this episode. So before we get into that, I just want to invite you guys to join our Facebook group. If you have not joined our online community, it is such a wonderful place to know that you are not alone in your journey in healing from a miscarriage or in your journey of like, man, it's been a long time. We've been trying to get pregnant. We haven't had any luck with it. You need to be inside of that community so that we can encourage you, we can support you, and get to know you, and you're not alone. So enjoy this episode. Listen all the way through to the end. Robin has a special announcement at the end that you guys will love hearing, and let's dive in. Hey, sister. Welcome to For the Love of Hormones podcast. Do you have a desire to get pregnant in God's design and be free from the pressure of going straight to IUI or IVF? Hey, I'm Becca. While I was blessed with two children, I then suffered from three miscarriages. I too felt emotionally wrecked anytime I was around a pregnant friend. I wanted to understand God's design for my body and how to care for it naturally, but I just kept telling myself that it was too complicated and I needed to be content with my circumstances. Until I found the answer, hormone health and tracking. In this podcast, you will find answers to all of your period, ovulation, and cycle questions so that you will be able to find the path for getting pregnant in God's design. So sister, for the love of hormones, put that pregnancy test stick down and grab your Bible, matcha green tea, and a journal because it's time for a Come to Jesus and Hormones meeting. All right, everyone, I want you to be so excited. And if we were in an audience or a stage right now, you would applaud Miss Robin Ryan McDonald because she's super duper cool. She is a faith-based holistic health coach. Holla. She's a proud mom and wife with a passion for supporting and empowering Jesus-loving women to gain true health while losing weight through her sustainable, grace-based process. She loves to help women ditch chronic dieting and disease for holistic health and wellness. She mixes her seminary background with her study of integrative nutrition to help women develop the energy and vitality to live out their unique God-given calling. And Robin, like, you are so cool. So, we'll probably have to do a few different swaps with each other because I want to talk to you about seminary stuff, but I know that's not what we're talking about today. That sounds so cool. But thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, honored. I when you reached out to me, I know we met each other through a podcast collab group or whatnot. And I just remember you asking questions and sharing and thinking, this girl is so intentional, so detail oriented, and cares so much about what she does. And so I'm honored to be on your show because I know that this is where you're pouring out your heart and soul. So thank you so much for having me on.
Yay. Thank you. You're so sweet. Well, before we dive in today, let me just open us up with a word of prayer so the Holy Spirit can guide our conversation.
Amen.
Lord, we just come before you and I thank you again for allowing us to record together. Thank you for this connection of sisters who just really care about encouraging women who love you to just improve in our health and in our understanding of how you designed us and how food today and living today, how can we do that to support our bodies? So thank you so much for this connection, Lord. I just pray that you would bless and anoint this podcast episode and that it would bring so much encouragement and wisdom and knowledge and understanding to our listeners here and that they would just leave feeling like you were speaking to them. So I lift this up in the holy name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So Robin, you specialize in a lot of things. And today we're going to talk a little bit about pregnancy prep, postpartum. Like you have this type of course that I think is super duper cool and interesting. I know it's not a huge focus that you have right now, but just tell us about preconception health and what are some of your biggest things that you encourage in that?
Yeah. So the course is called the 5-trimester baby course. You know, I know a lot of your listeners, like, they just want to get to the point where they're in those 3 trimesters of pregnancy. And the 3 months prior to conception and the 3 months after you deliver your baby are extremely important as well. And so I created the 5-trimester baby course to focus on that pre and post time as well. And when you're, you know, looking before you want to get pregnant, I know a lot of times people will get pregnant and then it's like, oh gosh, like I gotta get it together. And actually, one of the best things you can do, I would say like at least 3 months before you really start trying, is both you and your partner start to really make some changes in your health, your diet, your movement, your mentality, all the different elements that go into your well-being. For both you and your partner to get aligned on that and to start making steps in that direction is massive for when you, one, preparing your body to have a healthier pregnancy, but then two, for when you actually conceive, to create the best genetic potential for the child that you conceive.
That's awesome. Like, that's so cool. I'm like, yes, 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 yes. That is so true. Everyone listen to Robin. She is right in what she's saying. And a lot of what I do is I focus on the pre part. Like, we're figuring out, why are we not getting pregnant? What's going on? And so we do focus on a lot of those things, but I'd love to hear your take and your wisdom and insight on, let's go into things about like nutrition. Let's start on that beforehand when people are, you know, wanting to get pregnant. What's your advice in general?
Yeah. One thing I will focus on, and which is ironic because I have shifted gears from focusing as much on pregnancy and preconception support and whatnot and focusing more on weight loss. But what I will say is, I know so many women want to lose a certain amount of weight before they get pregnant. And I know a lot of that usually is, you know, for health reasons, they want to be in a healthy place. But what I will say is you want to care most about ensuring you've got the right portions to nourish your body. Because if you are under eating and over exercising to, you know, lose a certain amount of weight or get to have or like how you want to feel before you start growing a, you know, big old bump, your body's just not going to perceive that as a fertile, safe dynamic to conceive in. Your body's like, oh snap, like we're in famine. This is not reproduction time. And it's going to block all of the things. And so you want to make sure you're eating enough. And so when it comes to food, I do emphasize a lot of protein, but also a lot of fat. Fat is really big when it comes to not just pregnancy, but preparing for pregnancy, because fat is one of the main building blocks of your body and your baby's body. So the body's brain, cell walls, and hormones are composed primarily of fat. And so one of the reasons we often see a lot of infertility can be as a result of this pre-diabetic dynamic or PCOS or other conditions that often are a result of blood sugar issues where there's this imbalance where we have too many blood sugar spikes and where there's not enough fat present or fiber or whatever it would be to help prevent those spikes from creating those issues. And so healthy fats are so key. And I say healthy because the unhealthy ones can also have the opposite effect. And so one of the fats that can be particularly problematic are the most commonly used cooking oils. So that's canola oil is probably the worst offender. You know, we look at even some of the sunflower oils. You have to make sure it's a certain processed a certain way, which is difficult, but cottonseed, peanut, soybean, any kind of vegetable oil, corn oil, all that stuff is actually having a negative impact, oftentimes increasing inflammation in your body. Those oils are mostly rancid. They've already been oxidized and then like reoxidized and just, they're just junky. And so, and we often don't even realize where they are though. So you're probably thinking like, I don't think I eat those.
Yeah.
If you eat out at any restaurant, you are, because that's what they use. And my clients know, like, I'm not opposed to eating out. I eat out, but it's something to be mindful of, that if you make your diet primarily eating out, you are consuming inflammatory oils every single time. And so when you're at home, you really want to make sure you're using those healthy oils. Like, avocado oil or coconut oil or grass-fed butter or olive oil. You know, you want to make sure you're using those things versus, you know, those unhealthy fat options. And so even to becoming familiar with avocados, enjoying the actual egg yolks, enjoying quality meats that have healthy fats in them. You know, you want to make sure that your omega-3s are higher and the omega-6s are less, that balance. Omega-6s are in those vegetable oils and things. The omega-3s come from healthy quality meats, from also like fatty fish. Salmon is your best friend. So lots of really great options in that way.
That's funny. That's awesome. Sorry, it's not funny. I recently had a client and she got the food testing done and mm-hmm. she was sensitive to salmon, for crying out loud.
Oh, sad.
So I had the thought, like, salmon's your best friend till it's not.
Unless you're allergic.
Then you gotta find other things. But no, I am so glad you brought that up. And it is so true. My son, he's gotten a bunch of food sensitivity testing done. And like, he cannot have sunflower or canola oil. And I knew, like, we don't cook with those, right? Like, I didn't think we used them that much until I was like, nothing that we eat or is in this house can have this. And I was like, oh my land, this is awful. Yeah. And then obviously with restaurants, because like I'm standing at the chip aisle and being like, okay, which one is not made with sunflower or canola oil? And praise the Lord, there's like one or two brands. There's a couple with avocado oil. Mm-hmm. But he's a little high on avocado. So I'm like, man, this is hard. But it's so true that there actually are, I'll have to find the resource. Maybe I can put it in the show notes, but there's a corporation where certain restaurants are certified seed oil free. Because otherwise, like, we're out of luck. You know what I mean? Like, he's super sensitive to that. And I did find one burger restaurant where they cook their fries in grass-fed tallow.
Amen. That's how they used to do it. That's how McDonald's used to make their French fries. No. It was just, yes. Dang. And then they shifted, you know, to the cheaper stuff. But, yeah.
And they were delicious. It was awesome. It was very expensive. We live in Colorado. We drove down to Boulder. Of course, there's going to be somewhere there. Yeah. But it was very expensive. But it was so fun to eat foods that we could eat there. It was all organic and everything. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. But no, I'm so glad you talked about just seed oils and healthy fats. That's huge. Okay, so let's keep going. Talk a little bit, because I think this is so important and I love encouraging my clients and their spouse. So talk a little bit about the male and why is he important in this conception journey?
Yeah, this is such an important topic because I told my husband, I was like, you have two jobs. And I was like, one, you have to provide me healthy seed. And two, you got to get it in there. I was like, those are your two jobs. And I was like, I'm going to have to carry it. I'm going to have to birth it. And I was like, but this is what you get to do. So I was like, you think it's just all my job? I was like, no. And so it was funny because I told him.
I'm just cracking.
So it was funny because at work, I don't remember what different events, but, you know, people would bring in donuts or whatever. And we were trying to eat super clean, both of us. And I, you know, for me, my podcast is called the Vision Driven Health Podcast. Like, I'm all about the vision. Like, when I have, like, this is my why behind it, like, I'm committed. So I was like, this is for our future child. And so he'd come home and he'd be like, honey, I donated. And I'm like, and I'm all about grace. You know, I was like, oh, honey, did you have a donut? And he was like, I had five. I was like, what? It's like five. So it was funny, but he actually did a great job overall. He's a very large man. He's 6'5 and like 250, and it's not fat. Like, he's just like a big buff dude. Awesome. So he can get away with eating a few extra donuts. But all that to say, it's really important because what we don't realize is they're contributing 50% of the genetic code. And when it comes to epigenetics, your lifestyle determines which genes are turned off or on. And that's a wonderful, exciting discovery in recent days, is that we are not just doomed to whatever hereditary, you know, cards we've been dealt. Like, we have the power to make choices to turn on good genes, turn off the bad genes. And if both you and your spouse have done the work to try to turn on the good ones and turn off the bad ones, when you conceive, both of you are contributing the best of your genetic expression. And so it cannot be understated, the role of your spouse in their journey. And again, the woman, you know, it's like, all the pressure gets put on us, you know?
Right.
And there, a lot of times when, you know, people are saying, oh, we're trying. It's like, oh, what's wrong with her? What's going on with her? But it's like, dude might be low in testosterone because he's not getting in the gym and he's not eating a balanced diet, and doing workouts boosts testosterone like crazy. And also eating clean, like all of those different factors are huge for the male to be able to contribute their portion. And so if ever there's a place in this process where the dude gets to like carry his own weight, it's before you conceive. He gets to put in just as much work as you. So let him know. You heard.
Yeah,
he's got a part to play besides just in the bedroom.
Yeah, that's right. That's what all guys say. They're like, I did that. And that's like, okay, come on now. Let's do a little bit more.
Like, you actually got a little bit more responsibility than that. So.
Yes. Yeah. It's not all in the woman. So yeah, ladies, like definitely have your husband listen to this episode and just hear Robin's insight and my encouragement. I'm in the background, like cheering on and clapping my hands. So that is very, very important. So talk to us about toxins and being aware of that.
Yeah, toxins are big. And I had just, you know, I just mentioned about the epigenetics, and it is important to consider the things that are creating inflammation in your body, maybe that you're not even aware of. Oh my gosh, I have to remember what the portion is, but they found an insane amount of toxins in the umbilical cord of most women in modern day, like the amount of plastics and chemicals, like it's really, really upsetting. I know, it's so sad. And obviously it's, you know, nobody's intention to have like a super toxic environment. But if you think about it, if you're trying to get pregnant and, or if you actually have the baby inside of you, you want your baby, you want your body to just do what it needs to do. But if it's also having to combat toxins in your body, I mean, God designed our body so cool. Your body is designed to, if an intruder comes in, like, right, we know if there's a virus, if there's some sort of toxin or foreign thing, your body knows what to do to deal with it and to keep you well. However, that takes energy away from the other normal processes. And so if you aren't aware of the toxins that you're just taking in on a daily basis, that's effort your body is having to take to deal with that instead of the normal functions that would allow you to be more fertile or would allow you to, your body to put energy into growing and developing that healthy baby. And so with that said, some toxins to keep in mind, I know I mentioned, you know, food toxins, the oils are probably the worst offenders. Mm. And then of course, you know, when we're looking at processed foods and whatnot, we have to consider what are those, you know, weird ingredients and things, like what kind of weird fake sugars are being used, what food dyes are being used, what, you know, preservatives are being used, all those things. Unfortunately, your body has to like figure out and how to use. But there's also, you know, it's sad that in this day and age, our basic needs are so taxed. So even air pollutants, if you're in a major city, you know, considering how much time you're spending outside on the major roads and breathing in those fumes, you know, if you even too in your home, we don't even recognize, I've actually been telling my husband, I was like, we just moved into a new house. I was like, we need an air purifier, but you don't know like the dust, the dander, even like if there's any kind of mold or anything like that, which in Jesus' name, you don't have that because that can be a huge issue. But having an air purifier, opening up your windows, you know, those things make a big difference in having just clean air. The other big basic need we have is water, and wanting to make sure that you're drinking purified, clean water, and preferably not from a plastic source. And so if you can get a higher quality filter in your home, whether that's a whole house filter, whether that's getting like a Berkey filter, or if that's like, you know, too expensive out of the budget, finding something that's highly rated and, you know, noted as getting out a lot of the stuff, because sadly in our water system, there are all kinds of nasty things. You've got drugs, chlorine, fluoride, and other harmful additives that are just in regular tap water that we don't think anything about. And fluoride is a hormone disruptor. And they, you know, it's whatever, like small percentage, it's supposed to be helpful for your teeth or whatever. And I was like, can I be the one who decides what's in my water and what I need to put in my body? Thanks. Like, so water is huge. Another thing that I think I was particularly mindful of that I don't think many people talk about are the electromagnetic field toxins. And so there has been research that suggests that long-term exposure to EMFs can have neurological effects on babies. So during my pregnancies, I stopped wearing a Fitbit. I tried to make sure to keep my phone or my laptop, like I didn't put my laptop on my lap. I tried to keep my phone away from my belly or like from me as much as possible. When I'm nursing the baby, like I tried to keep all electronics away. And we're moving at such a fast technological pace. The research hasn't even been able to catch up the negative impacts that all this technology is having on us. But the amount of technology we are exposed to on a daily basis is insane when you look at the just exponential trajectory we've had with it over the last even just 40 years. I know, you know, just before I was born, it was like those big clunky, like, ooh, first time cell phones or whatever. Like, and I'm talking about those, like the ones from the 80s, right? I know we had all our little Nokia bricks, but like the big ones, they had the car phones, right? That was like big time just a few decades ago. And now we have a supercomputer in our, like glued to our hip in our hand, like, and that affects us. And, you know, we're moving into the different G's and whatnot. And so we do want to be mindful of that. I'm not telling people to be scared of it. I'm just saying, hey, just keep it at a distance as much as you can, you know? And what I will say, what helps a lot with toxins, particularly with that, is just getting outside. Get outside in the sun, put your feet in the ground. You know, that actually does a lot. Doing the things that God created us to do, that he's provided for us, really mitigates that. We're not like doomed by any of these toxins. I'm telling you them so you can know, but I also want you to know when you do what God designed you to do, that you're going to, like, again, his design's so great. Like he probably knew, you know, he's created the world. He's like, man, there's going to be that time when they're just like bombarded by all the technology stuff they're going to come up with. Okay, I'm going to put this in place. I don't know. But all that to say, his basic systems are super, super helpful. But then lastly, what I'll touch on is in your home. So looking at the daily things you're using on your body, your shampoos, your conditioners, your body wash, your toothpaste, your makeup, your hand soaps, your laundry soap, your deodorant, sunscreen, hair dye, all of those things, don't shoot the messenger, have toxins. And you want to start to look for paraben-free, sulfate-free. You want to try to find the things that are more naturally based. And I will tell you too, and this isn't my jam, you know, you can do your research on people doing low tox stuff, but you actually need far less chemicals and soaps than you think you do. People probably think I'm some weird, like stinky hippie, but I like use so many less soaps and things. Like, I'm like, it's fine. Like, you can be clean without dousing yourself in chemicals every day.
Yes.
So all things to consider that are affecting your hormones and are affecting your ability to conceive, and even how, you know, if and when you get pregnant, go into the placenta and into your body and go into the baby as well.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that's so much to think about. I wish I had known about that, the electromagnetic fields in regards to when you're pregnant and being mindful of that. I did not think about that at all. So that's awesome. So if you're listening to this, that is a gift. It's a gift to know these things. It's like a gift and a curse, right? It's a gift to know, but then it's like the curse is, okay, what are you going to do about it?
What's also can be just as toxic is stress. So just know, like, this is just for you to know and to do the best you can. You know, like I said, like if you're concerned, go put your feet on the ground, drink some water and eat a carrot or something. It's just like, it's going to be okay. Like, you know, there's grace, your body's forgiving. And one thing I told myself, if I ever was like, oh gosh, I did, you know, whatever, something I didn't like know had whatever in it, or I'm just like, okay, you look at these women who bust out babies, and I'm like, I know she doesn't know any of this stuff and didn't do any of that stuff. And she seems fine. Her kids seem fine. Like, maybe they're not, but like, again, the body's very resilient.
Yeah. Yeah. There's, how about, can you touch on, you talked about the grace factor. So I think that this is a very appropriate time to think about that, you know?
Yeah.
So can you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is paramount for preparing to conceive, for being in pregnancy. I'm actually like preaching to myself right now. We are considering baby number 3. Woo-hoo! And I know.
Join the club. I'm like,
okay. So I'm like, Jesus, I need you to like make it so clear, because some days I'm like, we must for the kingdom, like be fruitful and multiply. And then other days I'm like, God, like this world's crazy. Pregnancy's hard. And I will say too, I had phenomenal pregnancies from a like no morning sickness. I did CrossFit during them. Like yeah. I had home births. Like everything was peachy. So I'm like, I cannot complain from that standpoint. However, the mental dynamic of like, I hope this baby's okay. Like getting to that 12-week mark and like going through the process and like, you know, you go to your appointment and they're like, you're like, what's mean?
Oh,
like,
my land, you know, like, yes. Yeah.
And so there's just, it's a time to trust God like never before. And it's, and I almost feel like I'm like, well, if I try for a third, like God, this is certainly an opportunity for me to depend on you all the more and lay down even more of my control issues. So, and that's where the grace comes in. Right. And so really being able to take hold of God's grace, and God's grace is especially awesome because it is twofold. And we often just focus on the grace that covers our shortcomings. Like, oh, there's grace for that. Like, don't worry. Like, and it's true. It's 100% true, because praise God for his grace. It's, you know, there's grace for when you eat out. It's grace for when you eat the French fries and the fried stuff. There's grace for when you like, I had no idea. I've been wearing my Fitbit and my phone like on my hip. Like, there's grace, truly. And grace is also the fuel by which we are transformed. It's by God's grace you can start to make some changes that feel impossible to you. It's by God's grace you can transform your mindset and not be super stressed out. It's by God's grace that you can move through pregnancy and depend on him and get closer to him than never before. And it's by God's grace that you have the opportunity to listen to Becca's podcast and to get these insights and whatnot, right? It's all God's grace that we can take hold of, not just to cover the stuff and blanket the things that are hard and that we're like, ooh, we feel cringy about. There is grace to be transformed and to move forward and to take hold of God's design for your health and your baby.
Yes, and amen. I think like one of the things that I try to do in my course with my girls is, and guys, I'm like, this video, you have to have your husband watch with you. But I try to have them pick like, okay, I'm giving you all the wealth of knowledge and information for what you can do with it. And now we have this little worksheet where you can go through it at a turtle pace and you can choose one thing to change. You can go through it at a bunny pace. You can choose two things to change, or you can go like a cheetah and pick three or more. So that's what I always encourage you guys to do. So like after this amazing, incredible episode, you've learned so many different things. Listener, like you need to stop and you need to pray. You say, wow, God, that was cool. That was a lot. What are you asking me to do? And the Holy Spirit is so sweet and he's so good, and he's never going to like overwhelm us. If we ever feel overwhelmed or overloaded, that is not of God. Mm-hmm, it's not, mm-hmm. You know? And so like, if we just stop and say, whoa, Lord, this is a lot. I'm feeling anxious about this, or I just don't know what to do. God, what do I do? And then just like, develop the practice of being quiet before the Lord. It's hard, but just like sitting still and like literally training your mind to have nothing going on, which for a woman is like, whoa, that's really hard.
Impossible. But, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. But then just sitting still before the Lord and waiting on him and then allowing him to bring it up. Like, what is it that he's wanting to bring up? Sometimes for me, he'll bring up a scripture, he'll bring up a passage, and sometimes he'll bring like a phrase or a word or something like that. And so I think that's a practice that we all need to get into the habit of, is just being still before the Lord and asking him, God, what do I do? And so that's what I want everyone here to do.
Amen.
Yeah. So Robin, tell us in wrapping up about this awesome offer that you are giving to us. Tell us about what you're going to do for us.
Yeah. So it was so fun when we started chatting, and when you asked me do the pod swap, you asked me to be on your show too. I was like, well, I actually do have a lot of stuff on preconception and pregnancy. Like I have a whole course on it, but I haven't been marketing it because I've pivoted and just focusing more on healthy weight loss. And so I just have this awesome course that's just sitting there collecting cobwebs.
Yeah. And so it is awesome. I looked at it.
And so what it walks through, like I had mentioned earlier, are these five trimesters. So it has the 3 months prior to conception. I go over a lot of what we talked about today, and I talk through epigenetics. What do you eat? Let's look at toxins. What does it look like to do quality supplementation? Even looking at the necessity of grace, and what are the conversations to have with your partner? What are the ways that you can love your body through every stage of this process? What does it look like to get your heart and your mind in the right place? What prayers can you be praying? All of that before you even get pregnant. But then it has this, in this process, trimesters 2 through 4, those 3 trimesters where you're pregnant, and talking about, okay, let's talk about food during pregnancy. What are the best foods? What does it look like to eat for 2? Is that really a thing? How do you deal with the weight gain? What's healthy? What's not? How do you deal with cravings? And how do you navigate those aversions? And what foods should you be avoiding? All those different dynamics, including mindset during pregnancy. I even included a baby registry. I was like, you know what? I went through 2 kids and figured out what I felt like I actually need, what I didn't. And so I even included that. So it's like, look, like if you're about to have a baby here's all the things. And then and here's what I think probably gets the least amount of airtime are those 3 months after you have the baby. Postpartum, first of all, is for life. You are always postpartum after you have the baby, but what you do with yourself those first few weeks after are massive. I mean, after you deliver that baby, your body, I mean, oh my gosh, again, back to God's design, your body is healing the giant wound from your placenta being ripped off of you. Yeah. Your body is shrinking back your uterus. Your body is producing milk, which burns just 500 calories in of itself to feed this little hungry little tiny monster. And your body is also, if you had any kind of like trauma or whatnot in your birthing, like whatever happened in that process, your body is doing all of that simultaneously. And most of the time, like I know we have those meal trains and people start bringing you casseroles and stuff, but it's important to know what's going to nourish your body, because it's actually in the lack of nourishment, you're depleted. After birthing that baby, everything went into that baby. When you're pregnant, you got that pregnancy glow. Your hair is looking all nice. We all know that postpartum, it's ragged. We don't look so good because everything we have went into that baby that came out. It took everything with it. And so you need to replenish the nutrients. And so knowing how to do that not only helps just to bring you strength, energy, but a lot of that postpartum depression, a lot of the anxiety that comes as a new mom can be mitigated if you are nourishing yourself well. And so in that 5th trimester, I talk about, hey, here's the postpartum food that you want to be considering. Here's what you want to be considering when it comes to breastfeeding and rest and recovery and even exercise, because I know for me, at least, I was very active and I was like, okay, 7 weeks, back to it. Like, no, don't do that. You want to make sure you're focusing on your pelvic floor. You want to make sure that you're healing all the things and getting that squared away. And just because I like to be there, I also included stuff on like baby's first foods. Cause I dove into the research on all these things. So I was like, everything I learned and applied and experienced to be good is in this course. So that is what it is, the 5-trimester baby course. And so I'm talking to Becca about it. And I was like, I don't know, like it's just sitting there. Like I'd love for your audience to benefit somehow. So I know that Becca's course is legit, like so legit. And I also know that it would greatly benefit you. It'd be a very smart decision if you chose to do her course. So if you make that smart decision to do her course, you can get access to my course for a fraction of what I was selling it at before as a bonus. You can access it for just $97. I'm telling you, this course, like in terms of what it's actually worth, I mean, you think about the amount that people spend to figure out all the things and understand all the stuff, like it's worth thousands, but $97, but only if you buy Becca's course. So if you buy her course, then we'll make that available to you.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I think I'll post this inside of the course and put it in one of our modules. So that way, once listeners have gone through this, or if they get pregnant in the middle of the course, they can kind of transition into getting those action steps. So praise the Lord. Thank you, Robin, for doing all that work.
And you're welcome. I need somebody to benefit.
Yeah, no, I'm like, oh man, I think I'm going to take that course like next time we get pregnant. So, or obviously like a few months before, just for refreshers. others, because we learn from each other. Like, you know, I obviously know a lot, you know a lot, and it's like a different, different perspectives and different experiences coming together for this beautiful thing. So, I'm excited. It's so awesome. Okay. Well, Robin, thank you so much for being on the show. We'll have to have you back again and just sharing more. I know so many people will be blessed by it. So,
amen. Thank you.
Yes. Let me just pray us out super quick. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for, man, Lord, you guided the conversation today. Thank you for answering prayer. Lord, I just pray that over this woman listening, that number one, she would share this with her husband and that you would not just convict the woman, but convict the husband as well for what you are asking him to be responsible for with his temple and his part of the marriage and conceiving, Lord. I just pray, that's just something very heavy on my heart that I want to pray over right now and just lift up to you. I pray that the woman listening would not feel overwhelmed and that she would just feel your grace and your love and that you would so sweetly tug on her what you are asking her to do and change. Just from listening to this episode, there are so many amazing pieces of advice, lots of things that she could be doing. And so I just pray you would press on her heart what her next thing is that you're calling her to do and that she would be obedient in that. And obviously, I pray for that for her husband as well. So thank you, Lord Jesus. You are awesome. We praise you. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, isn't that so cool? Robin, you are amazing. Thank you so much for offering this amazing deal to us. You are wonderful. And girlfriend, you know, it may be time for you to dive into fertility framework so that you can get started with learning to chart and making lifestyle changes. And yes, it is going to be worth your time. It's going to be worth your money. And it's going to finally give you answers, because I know that you've not been getting answers. And you're basically left with, I'll just try to figure this out on my own. I'll try to navigate it. I'll try to trust my doctor, but I'm feeling uncertain about it. Like, you don't have to do that. Okay. So I think that I'm here for a reason, to serve you and to walk with you through this journey and to help you figure out what is going on with your cycle. How is your ovulatory health? And what can you do to support those hormones and to support imbalances and restore them so that your body works within God's design? So I'm just inviting you to come join me in that. And now I'm going to be adding into the course this special deal for doing Robin's 5-trimester course after you have completed the fertility framework. That's your phase one, stage one, and come on in. And man, this is so cool. So you guys can go to beccayan.com/course and get started. And then you will also have access to get into Robin's course for a crazy discounted price inside of Fertility Framework. I will see you guys there. Okay, girl, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you please take 30 seconds and leave a quick review on Apple Podcasts? Literally just pause this, scroll on down, click write a review, and I promise it'll take 2 seconds, well, maybe like 25 seconds, and it would bless me so much to see what you thought about this episode and to hear your feedback. And also, if you could share this in a quick text message to the friend or family member that you were thinking of while listening to this episode, that would be awesome. It just lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you and other people. And girl, I pray that your progesterone is awesome. I'll meet you back next Thursday for another episode. Have a blessed day.